I did want to catch up for a few minutes with Rod Beer, Detroit News Pistons NBA beat writer. And, you know, Rod, I know we're watching this team, and at times it's tough to see the future, but, man, you watch Cade Cunningham last night, and it's easy to see the future. I mean, this guy, I don't want to compare him to anybody, but I don't know if he's going to be a perennial all-star, if he's going to be a 20-point-a-night guy. I don't know where he's going, but, man, I'm seeing the improvement with the Pistons.
Yeah, and early in the season, it was very subtle. You had to look from one game to the next with Sadiq Bey or maybe Isaiah Stewart, and it was one guy and then another guy. But now you're starting to see it at every game that Cade Cunningham is starting to put it together, whether it's his rebounding or his passing or last night the scoring, and it's starting to be the efficiency, too, that he's figuring it out, when to take the three-pointers, when to drive and take a mid-range. And for most analysts now and the sort of advanced statistics guys, they say that mid-range jump aren't efficient enough, but he's making them at a good clip, and he's getting good enough looks that it just sets up more of his game and makes him just look like a guy who's going to be the centerpiece of this rebuild for the Pistons.
Well, the overall number one pick needs to be the centerpiece and needs to perform like Cade's doing. The key is, from last year in that great finish to the offseason to Cade, what other pieces do you see in the future? Who are guys in this roster right now that you believe 2 years from now are helping the Pistons win a playoff game?
I think it's going to be Sadiq Bey, and we saw with Jeremy Grant being out that he was elevated to that number one go-to scoring option. And although he struggled early in the season, he really snapped into that position and that role where night in, night out, it was 20 points here, 20 points there. The three-point percentage went up dramatically during that time and just from December 10th on. And so we're seeing that he can handle. And if the Pistons are looking at trading Grant, they've already seen kind of what Bey would do in that role. And it's encouraging to see that in a second year that he can build on what he did last year and be that go-to guy. So I think those two primarily will be guys who are just in that role that can do things for them, not just now, but in the future.
Rod Beard, Detroit News, Pistons, NBA beat writer. So I do remember our conversation before the draft last year, sometime during the summer, Rod, on the Huge Show across Michigan. You were the only guy that said, this team is going to take a major step backwards to move forwards because they're going to need to give Cade that year to kind of just develop. And you were right. So 2 years from now, playoff team, is that fair to predict?
Yeah, I think so. If you give them another top five pick coming this summer and money in free agency, because the thing to remember is that they don't have what would have been Blake Griffin's money. They played most of the season without Olynyk and without Grant, who were their two highest paid players. So from a payroll standpoint, they're missing probably $60 million in dead money that just isn't playing right now. So that's what's the biggest thing that's led to this. And then the COVID that they had for a couple of weeks where they had six or eight players all out at the same time. But it's just figuring out how to win. A lot of these games are coming down to the last minute or last 2 minutes now. In the past week, we've seen that against Utah. We saw them come back and win in Sacramento. And these two games against Denver, where they're at least in it in the fourth quarter. And for a rebuilding team, that's what you want to see, even though they're not at full strength, that they're fighting and they're playing, they're not winning these games, which helps that draft position, but they're in them at the end, and they can come back if they need to. Those are encouraging signs if you're looking at the rebuild.
Rod, always good to talk hoops with you, my man. Have a great Wednesday night.
Anytime. Thank you.